Across the board, federal budget cuts are coming, half from the Department of Defense, the other half from other federal agency budgets. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has this report on how the cuts will affect Alaska Natives.
Cuts to the Department of Defense, or DOD, budget will lead to reduced funding for Army and Air Force base operations, and civilian employees likely will go on 2 days a month leave without pay. DOD cuts will also affect Alaska Natives through a Small Business Administration program. Under SBA 8A, Alaska Native for-profit corporations, federally recognized tribes across the country, and Native Hawaiians are given advantages in bidding on federal contracts. In fiscal year 2011, nationwide, SBA 8A participants secured $16.7 billion in contracts. Executive Director of the Native American Contractors Association, Kevin Alice, says the upcoming cuts put those contracts in jeopardy.
Many of our businesses are DOD contractors. And so when you have this broad brush to, you know, just eliminate X amount of dollars from the budget of DOD, that's going to flow down to many of these shareholders and tribal members and Native Americans not getting the resources that have flown through this program and through these companies.
Alaska Federation of Natives President Julie Kitka says cuts to other federal agencies, including cuts to everything from housing, science, and energy assistance to wildfire management, will also have far-reaching impacts.
For example, the Department of Interior, in which we have a lot of tribal programs, they're projecting that the tribes will lose about $130 million across the nation, impacting such areas as human services, law enforcement, BIA schools, economic development, and natural resources.
Kitka says hospitals, clinics, medical care for Native Americans are not exempt from the cuts.
They're suggesting that nationally about 3,000 fewer inpatient admissions and 804,000 fewer outpatient visits to the whole Indian Health Service network across the nation.
Kitka says details about how the across-the-board cuts will play out have yet to be determined. She says the resulting uncertainty will drag out for months, drawing agency and public attention away from problems such as high energy costs and subsistence management issues that need to be addressed. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.